This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hi everyone, it's author Anne-Marie Howell here, and I'm so excited to be reading the 2019 winning RSPB Wildverse Poems on Fun Kids. It's been a pleasure to judge all the entries and a really tricky task to pick the winners. Today I'm going to be announcing the winning and runner-up poems from each of the three age group categories. I'll be reading the winning poems on the radio. You can also hear the runner-up poems on the Fun Kids Book Club podcast tomorrow. Congratulations to everyone who entered the under sevens category, and I can now reveal that the two runners-up were Riley, age six, and Zahra, age six. And the under sevens RSPB Wildverse 2019 winner is Sam, age seven. Now, Sam, this was such a brilliant poem about bees. I love the fact that you painted a really beautiful picture of what bees do, because they are so important for our environment. And I loved the way that you depicted them. And now I'm going to read out your poem on the radio. Fuzzy cheerleader, fantastic map reader, painful stinger, buzzing singer, pollen collector, stripy sweater, friendly flyer, honey supplier, underground hibernator, flower discriminator, hive inspector, love connector. What am I? A bumblebee. Congratulations again, Sam, on writing such a fantastic poem. Well done. And these are the 8 to 12 categories, which was really, really hard to judge because all the entries were absolutely brilliant. So the runners-up were Alexandra, age 10, with a poem titled Sea Song, and Aurora, age 10, with a poem called Save Our Soil. And the 8 to 12 RSPB Wildverse 2019 winner is Amaya, age 12, with a fantastic poem called Our Earth. Amaya, this was brilliant for so many reasons, but I loved how you dealt with the important issues facing the environment today. You painted a really beautiful picture of a lovely earth that is facing real danger at the moment with issues like climate change and plastic use. And you put forward a really brilliant message that we all need to stand up and take action right now. Amaya, I'm now going to read your fantastic poem called Our Earth. Hills and mountains rising high, snow falling pure and white, sun glistening on a twinkling stream, plants crawling with remarkable life. But troubles are coming to Earth. The air is turning foul, the icebergs are melting, the time to act is now. The cars are roaring day and night, pumping out pollution. Trees are burning, seas are rising, but there is a simple solution. Turn off the light when it is bright. Don't use your car if you're not going far. Cut down on meat, only have it as a treat. Refrain from plastic, its action can be drastic. Stop. Think. Stand up with our world. Tell the rest what to do. I'm afraid this world needs more people like you. Amaya, that was such a brilliant poem and you're a very deserved winner. Well done. Now, the 13 to 18 year old category was particularly tough to judge as everyone was so in tune with their environmental and nature themes. There were some really intelligent and special poems. They were a real pleasure to read, and I now have the pleasure of announcing the two runners up in the 13 to 18 year old category. The first was Rosanna, age 15, with her poem titled This Earth We Inhabit, and Caden, age 14, with a poem all about the beauty of the moors and the forest. And the winner of the 13 to 18 RSPB Wildverse category is Fern, age 13. Fern has written a beautiful poem called The Woods at the End of My Road. And I really love, Fern, how you write about the woods and what they mean to you personally and how they can influence your mood and help you feel much calmer. I think being outside in our local green spaces is so important and can really help reduce stress and anxiety. And now I'm going to read your poem, The Woods at the End of My Road. At the end of my road, in between all the cars, in between all the people and the houses and the noise, at the end of my road, in between all the cars, there's a wood. It's not a big wood. It's not a busy wood. It's not a thriving with life wood. But at 3:30 every day, when I cycle home from school, it's mine. And that's all that matters. The crunch of my wheels on the pine needles, the rattling of the gears in the peaceful silence, the thud of my school bag on my back. Because my bike and I, we were made for the woods. The scurrying squirrels fleeing to the safety of the trees, the mighty oaks gazing down from their leafy heaven, and the dappled sunlight peppering the beechnut strewn floor. And when I'm in the woods, in between all the cars, in between all the people and the houses and the noise, I can forget the world. I can forget the people and the cars and the noise, and I can just be calm. Calm with the squirrels, calm with the birds, and calm with the trees. At the end of my road, in between all the cars, in between all the people and the houses and the noise, at the end of my road, in between all the cars, there's a wood. Fern, that's a fantastic poem. Well done, you're a very deserved winner.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.